welcome to your daily nerd brief for July 29th, 2018. Let's jump right into it and let you guys in on what's going on for this Sunday, the weekend edition, get everybody caught up. If you're big into X-Men, we have Cable number 159, the extermination storyline. We find out, you just recently found out a lot of the old X-Men, the young X-Men from the past and a bunch of the new X-Men are have died. Cable goes to investigate. He found a bunch of weird power signature timeline readings. He figures out that there's something big getting ready to happen. Instead of going to the past or future, he's in the present time, and you're going to find out a lot of the X-Men red and blue and gold and astonishing X-Men teams. A lot of those guys are going to kick the bucket. He thinks there's somebody who is purposely trying to exterminate all the X-Men, hence the name Extermination. Along the lines of X-Men, we have, maybe I'm wrong on that. I'm looking at the wrong space. Okay, anyway, yesterday we talked a little bit about streaming services. We have Amazon, who's getting ready to launch a global franchise. It's supposed to be groundbreaking. They're working with the Russo brothers on this. There's not a lot of information on it, but everybody's looking to carve out their little niche into the streaming and online market. So look for Amazon to be a big player. They have no problems dropping large amounts of cash to make things work. So, and they pulled in the Russo brothers who, you know, they've already given us Community and Arrested Development, Happy Endings, and all the great Marvel movies. So look for something big from Amazon, not yet announced. Can't wait to see what it is. We also have, with Amazon, another thing they're working on is a Lord of the Rings series. Looks like it's going to be good. It's based on the whole Lord of the Rings universe mythology. If they can do this, Game of Thrones has been popular with all the mythical creatures and such. So in Lord of the Rings, broke so many records and won so many awards that Amazon might have a hit on their hands with this one. Going back to TV stuff, Fear the Walking Dead, the spinoff from Walking Dead got renewed for season 5. I don't know if you know, if you watch either one of them, the character, Lenny from Walking Dead, the dude with the staff, he kind of left Walking Dead. Now he's on Fear the Walking Dead. He had a mental type breakdown and needed to get away from all the killing and such. So now he's on Fear the Walking Dead, which guess what? He's still killing people. Speaking of Walking Dead also season 9. They've been showing some stuff. They're going to DC. I mean, they've been in Alexandria. That's the outskirts of DC, if you're good with geography. They're looking for stuff that woman, Georgie, who brought them the book with all the inventions and contraptions in it and traded them. Looks like they're going to DC, maybe to raid some of the museums and different places to get the stuff they need to build these things to help build their community back up. Also on TV, Lethal Weapon, the TV show, the one with Damon Wayans and Clayne Crawford. Well, used to be Clayne Crawford. Obviously, Clayne Crawford is not a good guy to have on set. He's not just rude and mean, but also dangerous, causing people to get hurt when they do stunts and things like that. He's gone. They're bringing in Sean William Scott. If you don't know who he is, if you watched American Pie, he's Stifler. He's a pretty good comedic actor, so I'm looking forward to seeing this. He's not replacing Clayne directly. He's not going to be Riggs. He's going to be a brand new character, another war vet who has returned. He's divorced from his wife and has a child. And he has moved to L.A. to be closer to them, to the family. And he's getting picked up to work on LAPD, becomes Murtaugh's partner. They'll probably unceremoniously write out Clayne Crawford, the Riggs character, Don't really need any closure on him. He was crazy anyway. He shouldn't have ever been in LAPD, so won't be a stretch to write him out. Going with movies, if you like Star Trek, and who doesn't like Star Trek? That whole Star Trek, Star Wars fight, I like them both, so I don't have a side on that one. They, with the success of Star Trek Discovery, they're working on a possible spinoff for the Michael Dorn character, Worf, Worf Chronicles. If you know anything about Worf's history, you know, he did more than just security on the bridge at Enterprise. He eventually went on to be an ambassador and blah, blah, blah. But I think the Worf Chronicles is going to cover the time where he kind of gets his own ship. He becomes a captain of his own Federation ship. As a Klingon, that's a pretty big deal. You know, there was a time when, back in the Kirk days, they were our enemies. Now they're piloting one of our ships. So I know Michael Dorn's fully behind us. In fact, I think he's the one who pitched the idea to him back when. I really hope this goes through. Maybe we'll see some of the other old characters make cameos. Maybe a Geordi LaForge, you know, maybe a Data, get Brent Spiner pulled back in. Wouldn't mind that at all. TV, Gotham season 5, and I believe it's going to be the final season. They are bringing back a fan favorite villain, Court of the Owls. So I guess their leader, Sensei, is presumably dead, and the Talons, who are the assassins, are still running around causing problems. The Court of the Owls is directly from the comic book, Snyder and Capullo. Very good story. If you haven't read Court of the Owls, Night of the Owls, any of that whole storyline with the court, and they're still around here and there in the comics. So that storyline is probably one of Snyder's best. Pick up Court of the Owls, and you won't be disappointed. Okay, back to movies. Man of Steel, the movie, I know got mixed reviews. A lot of people were upset that, oh, Superman killed somebody. Please. He had to do it for the greater good. Zod was not going to stop. I have no problems with it. Man of Steel did get mixed reviews because of that. And for a while, it was uncertain whether they were going to do another one. It's looking like they're leaning very much toward making a second one. They just don't know when. They talked to Jeff Johns recently, and he didn't put it out of the realm of possibility. And actually, he kind of threw some hints that it was going to happen. So if you like Superman and you didn't mind Man of Steel, Man of Steel 2 might be the one for you. Oh, let's see. Speaking of movies, MoviePass. If you're a member of MoviePass, I am. It was a little card you could pay $9.95 a month. In the beginning, you could watch unlimited movies once a day. I mean, every day you could go and watch a movie. They've been falling under some financial problems. They've been changing their program. Then for a while, it said you can watch unlimited movies, but you can only watch each movie once. So if I wanted to go and watch Rampage every day this month, I couldn't. It would only let me watch Rampage once. Then I could go the next day and watch another new movie that wasn't Rampage. Okay, I can kind of deal with that. That's not a big deal. But then they started getting these surge pricings and the high traffic time prices. Like if you wanted to go and watch a movie on Friday night when everybody else was, it wouldn't let you, or it would add on another surcharge on top of the movie. So you're paying your $9.95 monthly fee plus another fee for the high traffic times to go watch a movie. Okay, then that's when I started pulling back. So I'm not sure about this. I guess this weekend, like last night, Saturday night, a lot of people wanted to go see the new Mission Impossible movie. I mean, it's been getting killer reviews, lots of action. A lot of people wanted to go see it, and they couldn't use their MoviePass. That movie, if you're familiar with MoviePass, if you can't see the movie, it's just grayed out. You can't select any of the times for it. That was across the board. You couldn't pick the movies. They found out MoviePass owed their creditors, their credit processors, actually, around $5 million. So they didn't pay them. The credit processor said, "We're not processing your credit anymore." And how that works is then you can't pick your movie, because basically what MoviePass does is send you a credit card, which you had to pick your movie. You had to be within 100 yards of the theater. You pick your movie and your time, and it gives you a pre-approval, and then you go and use that credit card, and it pre-approves it up to X amount so you can get your ticket. And lately they've been making you take pictures of your ticket to send to them, because people are people. They're always trying to get over. They were scamming the system, and they would watch a movie, and then they would go and let their friend use it, and then let this friend use it. So you had, you know, 30 people watching the same movie for $9.95. Or people would go in and say, hey, I'm going to watch this movie. And if there were not assigned seats in the theater, you could sneak over to this other one and watch it again if you wanted. So they were trying to keep people from cheating, but cheaters are very ingenious. So it looks like MoviePass is circling the drain. We might not have them anymore unless something drastic happens, maybe change their pricing. I wouldn't even be opposed to paying a little bit higher pricing to help out, as long as it's still a good deal for me to go and see movies. And it actually does work as a catalyst for me to go see movies, because I went and watched movies I would never watch if I had to pay for them. And some of them turned out to be actually good. So I hope that's not the end of MoviePass. What did I not cover? Let's talk about the big one. Well, let's cover another couple of upcoming movies. Star Trek IV, I know that it's in production. In fact, the guys who wrote the script for Star Trek IV are the ones who are working on Lord of the Rings series for Amazon. So, I mean, these guys, they've been around the block. They know what they're doing. I'm looking forward to that one. Another movie is coming out. It's in production. I think it's in production or pre-production. It's another Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Rock the Dwayne Johnson, and Emily Blunt. Another movie based on a Disney attraction. You want to guess? You'll never guess. Well, you might guess. The Jungle Cruise. So they're going to take, I'm guessing The Rock is going to be one of the tour guides or something for a Jungle Cruise gone wrong. I expect it to be a kind of Jumanji-ish with the graphics and all the animals. The Rock doesn't, even his bad movies are okay with me. So I think maybe this will be okay. And Disney surprised me before. A lot of their movies based off of rides. Let's see, Pirates of the Caribbean. Hard to argue that one. They've done a few others that had, the Pirates of the Caribbean is their big one though. So I'm looking forward to Jungle Cruise. I want to see what kind of story they're going to put behind it. Maybe it'll ramp up people visiting Jungle Cruise. Although that is one of the more popular rides in Disney. I love Jungle Cruise. You get to sit down and hear all the corny jokes from the tour guides. Okay, now we're going to go back to the elephant in the room. Let's talk about James Gunn. Yeah, the guy who brought us Guardians of the Galaxy, among other things. Somebody went back, I guess, many, many years into his past on Twitter, and he had made some off-color jokes, remarks about different things, like I think pedophilia and rape, which they shouldn't be joking matters, I agree. And he caught a lot of backlash about that. But there was nothing in those tweets that made it seem like he was a serious pedophile or rapist or even supporting those things. It was just probably not his best idea to do. I guess he thought he was being funny and edgy. Well, I came back to bite him because Disney said, hey, you know what? Or Marvel, they came back and said, you know what? We're going to fire you now, James. So they kicked him off of their franchising for any of their Marvel superhero type movies with Guardians of the Galaxy and such. Big outlash. I mean, supposedly he's a really nice guy. He does a lot of good work. Nobody ever thought his tweets were actually serious, but they were made and they were out there. So, I mean, there's that. A lot of actors are in support of him. A lot of them are dropping off of Twitter because of this. I know Michael Rooker and a few other people I was reading this morning are just, they're going off Twitter. They're canceling their Twitter accounts. I guess maybe this show, they don't want something like that to happen to them from something they posted in the past. I don't know. But he's getting a lot of groundswell support from the people in Hollywood. I don't know if that's going to be enough to get him his job back. Maybe he'll get picked up somewhere else. Maybe he'll get picked up to do DC movies, but his style doesn't lend itself to DC's aesthetic, I guess. Marvel has a totally different formula that works, you know, the happy-go-lucky, little action, little joke, little action, end credit. DC's they're more dark and brooding. That might change with Aquaman. It looks like he's a little more of a fun type character. But anyway, what do you think about James Gunn? Do you think he should have been fired, not been fired? All of his people in Hollywood are backing him up, so we'll see if he comes out of this. But anyway, that's we're gonna go ahead and end that here. I don't want you to have this too long. That is your daily nerd brief for Sunday, July 29th, 2018. Keep tuning in. We're going to do this every day. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Zia Comics or at Talk Nerdy to Me at Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Zia Comics. Comment and like our post on YouTube and on Facebook for that matter. And you can read all our weekly stuff at the El Paso Herald Post under the lifestyle section, subsection Talk Nerdy to Me. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.